And can you talk about Emma and school?
Yes, her school were very supportive. But we brought Emma home on the Sunday, and we had to go back on Sunday evening for the doctor to the nurse to do the injection there, because we hadn't had Sally coming to the house yet, so we didn't really know what to do. And it was quite funny because we went back up to the ward and to the bed that she had, and in the bed was a little boy from her school who was just, he was just a year younger than Emma. So from having no children at Emma's school with diabetes, they within a couple of days they had two. And her school were very, very supportive. And Sally went in and spoke to the head teacher. And there was also Emma's teacher. There was the dinner lady. There was a couple of other people. In fact, Sally said that she hadn't met quite so many people at a school meeting. But it was a very supportive school. And the school cook used to do special meals for Emma. And they looked after her very well. And I did say to them that if ever they could phone me at any time if they were worried, but if they couldn't get hold of me and there was a problem, to just call an ambulance. And
And do you have any other memories of her early months of diabetes?
Yes. I woke up in the middle of the night and I'd heard Emma making a noise, and then there was suddenly a real bump. So I rushed out of bed and Emma was laying on the floor. She was quite garbled in her speech, and I didn't really understand a great deal. She'd been trying to get out of the bed to go to the toilet, but she couldn't walk, and I realised then that she was having a hypo, and this was the first one I'd ever had to deal with, and I was really panicking, and I thought, yes, she needs some insulin. So I got the insulin and the needle, and I was drawing it up and thinking, now where am I going to inject her? And I realised that actually, yes, it was a hypo, and no, she didn't need insulin. I needed to be giving her the glucagon. So I rushed downstairs, because that was kept in the fridge, and administered that. And she came round fairly soon afterwards and seemed quite all right. But it was just, I was just panicking, and I was quite upset because I'd nearly given her the wrong injection, and I was thinking, oh, I could have killed her. But actually, that wouldn't have happened. She'd have recovered.